USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration says it's working on a new set of sanctions against Russia over the poisoning of Putin opposition figure Alexei Navalny, who's been imprisoned for the last several months. National Security Advisor Dan Sullivan says that the administration will issue those new sanctions when they're completed. He tells CNN that the new round will be on top of already imposed international sanctions.
We have sanctioned Russia for the poisoning of Alexei Navalny, and we didn't just do it by ourselves. We rallied European allies in a joint effort to impose costs on Russia for the use of a chemical agent against one of their citizens on Russian soil. And we are preparing another package of sanctions to apply in this case as well. We've shown all along the way that we're not going to pull our punches, whether it's on SolarWinds or election interference or Navalny, when it comes to responding to Russia's harmful activities.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
A bipartisan group of senators are urging President Biden to support their nearly $1 trillion infrastructure bill announced last week. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham saying Sunday that a $1 trillion infrastructure deal was there for the taking for the White House. Senator Jerry Moran believes the bipartisan nature of the proposal is important. The Kansas Republican tells Fox News that he hopes this bipartisan effort can continue into other issues.
We certainly know that Senator Manchin has indicated he will not vote for a partisan infrastructure plan. It has to be bipartisan. And he's certainly been an integral part of this effort that I'm involved in trying to find that. I also would say that if we had success in demonstrating that we can do something bipartisan in infrastructure, maybe it will spread to a few other things. But important to me is that we could reduce the chances of major spending. I mean, I'd be delighted if we were spending the amount of money that this bipartisan group is agreeing on instead of something about six times that.
Right.
It's not affordable and it's way too expensive.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Twitter is the subject of a new lawsuit over the posting of election information on its service. Jeremy Scott reports.
A conservative influencer has filed a lawsuit against Twitter and the California Secretary of State, alleging they colluded to censor election-related content, violating the plaintiff's right to free speech, equal protection, and due process. The lawsuit states that employees with the California Office of Election Cybersecurity flagged tweets because they purportedly contained misinformation. Twitter subsequently removed many, including those written by plaintiff Rogan O'Hanley, who was permanently suspended for a tweet about the January 6th siege of the U.S. Capitol. Twitter has permanently suspended a large number of accounts before and after the 2020 election, including that of then-President Donald Trump.
And Florida's governor has won a victory over the CDC. Mike Fortier explains.
A federal judge Friday ruling in favor of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis suing to stop the CDC from requiring that cruise ships only take on passengers who can prove they have been fully vaccinated. The judge rules the CDC exceeded its authority. While it may be a legal victory for DeSantis, it may not be a victory for the cruise industry. Steve Geller is the mayor of Broward County, the home of Port Everglades.
I've spoken with leaders of the cruise industry. They have told me they don't think their passengers will go on cruise ships unless they know the passengers have been vaccinated, passengers and crew.
So starting July 18th, the CDC's vaccine requirement for cruise ships becomes just a recommendation. The CDC has until July 2nd to appeal. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.